Thank you, my fellow leaders, for your timely and salient remarks. And above all, thank you, Volodymyr, for hosting today's summit and for your courageous leadership as the duly elected democratic leader of this great nation. You've shown remarkable personal bravery, resilience, and resolve, a defiant spirit mirrored by the unbreakable Ukrainian people. You continue to inspire me and tens of millions of my fellow citizens back home in Canada.
And it will be conservatives who will continue to stand with the Ukrainian people now against the illegal, unjustifiable, and ego-driven bloodshed initiated by Vladimir Putin. We will stand up every day and every way in favor of the export of 83,000 CRV-7 missiles that the Ukrainian government has asked for. We also call on the government to keep its promise that thus far has been broken to deliver air defense systems, $400 million of which were announced on January 10, 2023. Putin has said he wants our Arctic. We know that once he defeats one country that he invades, he will move on to the next. His appetite for expansionism is insatiable. We stand with you now and always. Slava Ukraini.
I'm Frank Vaughn. It's March 2nd, 2025, and what you just seen is a small sampling of the videos of what's called the bussification of Ukraine. That's how the Ukrainian people know it as. Civilians, men and women, being rounded up in the streets while they walk their dog and go about their business to be sent off to a camp for barely basic training before going to the front line to die uselessly in a war that should have been over a long time ago. And the reason this is topical and the reason I'm going to focus on this Sunday edition is because J.D. Vance, specifically, and Donald Trump decided to call Vladimir Zelensky out at the Oval Office and show him his own hypocrisy and feed it to him. They are alone, for some reason, in the world, in trying to end this war in the Western world. They're the only voices for sanity when it comes to Ukraine. And I want you to understand, all your influencers, Andrew Cohn, all of these people in alternative media, all your mainstream media voices, I see in a Global News clip, half hour of Global News programming dedicated to how Trump is bad and how Zelensky is a hero. When Trudeau says that the invasion by the Russians was completely unjustified, there's a history. I've shown you in these videos. These people who support the forced conscription of a population to die in a war that Ukraine can't win, they'll do it to your kids. They will do it to your sons and daughters. Believe it. They don't have any concern for the wastage of human life. A megadeth. I've used this term in my videos before. It's not just a reference to a metal band. A megadeth talks about an incident or a conflict where there's over a million deaths. Ukraine is now a megadeth on a scale that is not really part of modern history. We have to go back a long way to find a conflict like this, and it is a useless conflict. The history of Ukraine is quite complex, and nobody wants to tell you that history. Nobody wants to tell you that the Western Ukrainian culture grew up in opposition to the Eastern Ukrainian culture. The Eastern Ukrainians look to Russia. The Western Ukrainians looked to Nazi Germany. Their pogroms against the Jews and the Poles are the stuff of history. It is a matter of historical fact. And what they were doing from 2014 and the coup onwards in eastern Ukraine was nothing short of an ethnic and cultural cleansing. If NATO was justified going into Bosnia, if NATO was somehow justified going into Libya, where they now have open-air slave markets in Libya to this day because of NATO intervention, was Russia not justified in intervening on behalf of its own people who were being slaughtered? Ukraine, modern Ukraine, the borders of Ukraine are artificial. about as artificial as the border between Canada and the United States. The border between Canada and the United States makes absolutely no sense because the money flows north-south, and we have this arbitrary line where everything gets screwed up. But I digress. The only thing I really want to address in this video right now is to call out anybody with their blanket support of the war effort, what they call the war effort. It's actually just a slaughter. Call it by what it is. The useless slaughter of an entire generation of men and women in Ukraine. And that's to say nothing of the civilian toll and casualty. Zelensky is a crooked, corrupt leader. He is not some kind of war hero. I've seen comparisons between him and Churchill. What absolute bogus nonsense. The man is the head of an illegal regime. When Justin Trudeau, at the beginning of this clip, talks about him being the duly elected Democratic president, he was installed by coup. They had a fake election. And now they're not even going to give the Ukrainian people another fake election. And you know why? He will lose. His public support is tanked because of the videos you've seen. The same influencers that give blanket support to this war, no matter what happens, the same people would have you believe that in light of the practices I just showed you in these videos, the Ukrainian people love Zelensky and love the war, and they don't want to stop the killing. Do you believe the evidence of your eyes, or do you believe some desk jockey in Canada, sitting like Spencer Fernando and these guys who sit behind the comfort of their desk and tweet about the nobility of the war effort, none of them volunteer? None of them want to go over there and give Ukraine what they need, which is more bodies to die for a regime that is thoroughly corrupt. Just do a search on Google, heavily censored Google. Do a search for Ukrainian corruption, or better yet, ask some kind of AI, whether you use ChatGPT or you use Grok. Ask them for source material. Then search that source material. You're going to find out that the Ukrainian government, up until the Russian invasion, was known throughout the world as one of the most corrupt and impoverished regimes, not just in Eastern and in Europe in general, but in the world. And that continues to this day. At a minimum, 30% of the aid that Canada, the United States, and everybody else sends to Ukraine ends up rinsed and laundered and in the pockets of people who will never go to the front line. Zelensky's never had to dodge a bullet. His people, his friends, they've never had to miss a meal. The Ukrainian people suffer in the untold millions. It's not just the death. It's the starvation. It's the destruction of their cities. It's having to go through another winter in a war that they didn't have to fight, that if their leaders had courage, they would have ended shortly after it began. I constantly see maps where people are projecting this notion that the Ukrainians are on the offensive and they pushed out these Russian forces, and they show the extent of the Russian invasion in those early days. The Russians had the country. They had it strangled. They were offered peace because all they wanted was a resolution in the East. They backed off. And then, as soon as they backed off, Western leadership and the Ukrainian, the illegally installed Ukrainian government, which is a dictatorship, which controls the media, which conscripts people, as you've seen, off the streets, declared that it was a victory, that they had pushed the Russian forces back. And once again, the Russians believing the West, the Russians believing the Ukrainians were deceived. And since then, they've been fighting a war of attrition. Rather than invading the entire country, they've been focused on holding and gaining the territory in the regions where the biggest humanitarian disaster that was completely ignored by your influencer class in the media was ongoing from 2014 all the way up to the Russian invasion. Nobody cared. I used to make videos about Ukraine and what was going on there. Nobody cared because they weren't told to care, whether it was the left or whether it was the right. Nobody cared about the truth. And I face the same problem today. Nobody cares about the whole truth. All they want to do is virtue signal their support for Ukraine. Look at what they support. And if they support this for these poor people, they will do it to you. And this is why I say, When it comes to Team Canada and the virtue signaling about opposing Donald Trump and about how evil the Americans are and how we need to leave our best trading partner, our best security partner, the people who have largely sheltered us under their nuclear umbrella for decades, who have been ready with capital to buy our products in excess of what we buy from them. They have been ready this entire time. We're supposed to now believe that they're bad. The people who stomped the Canadian flag into the snow in Ottawa during the Freedom Convoy, we're supposed to believe that they're nationalists. The people who told you you're a cultural mosaic, that you have no core identity, that Canada was the first post-national state. Now they want to tell you how to be patriotic. You should be sick to your stomach, and you should be embarrassed if you believe a single thing that they say. If you look at what's evidenced in my video work and you continue to support these people, you're either willfully ignorant or you're completely immoral. There's no in between. The truth is out there. You can look at it. You can find it. And then you can make a decision. Do you want to sleep at night? Do you want your soul to be at least relatively clean? Or do you just want to throw the whole concept away for likes and engagement? It's sickening. What's happening in Ukraine is sickening. The war needs to stop. And that's the end of the story. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.